Now, we reach a milestone with this edition of our chat with Councillor Shannon Sayes-Marshall, the current Mayor of Runnymede. It is edition number 10, so happy 10th edition, Madam Mayor. Welcome once again.
Well, aren't we doing well? 10. Our dear listeners, well done.
We've got into double figures. Now, you mentioned last time that the outside events you are asked to attend have ceased as we're now into autumn and December is fast approaching. However, the number of your engagements don't seem to have got any easier, do they? A few sporting encounters in Addlesden recently?
Yes, it has been like that, hasn't it? So Addlesden's become indoor sports centre, if you like. They have a football or soccer, dependent on your persuasion, indoor arena, which I opened and I actually scored a goal.
Oh, well done. So that, I think, is called Kick X, isn't it?
They have different ways of playing football. So you can play football, which is a little bit like playing squash with a football. Mm-hmm. And then they have regular football as they know it. Then they have something called pad ball or something, which is a little bit like a tennis football, just with four people. Definitely worth a visit to go in there. It's like a TARDIS inside and all things football.
And that's just next to the Civic Centre. And then further down the high street, a new fitness centre opened.
24 hours a day fitness centre. So you can go in there anytime you like, day or night, and work out. I think they're called Snap Fitness. And I rather enjoyed that they had a black and red theme going on. So I felt right at home in my mayoral robes.
And then also in Addlesden Moor, it was the Surrey Youth Motorcycle Trial Group. So I bet that was an interesting little visit.
It was lovely, actually. So they're a starter group for young people that want to get involved in motocross. And some of their bikes are electric.
Oh.
I know. It's extraordinary, isn't it? I learn something on every single visit and it's so interesting. So the young people, and some of them, when I say young people, they're actually tiny little tots on these miniature little electric bikes, and they use their skill to go so slowly around the obstacles because that's what it's all about. And yes, they're doing tremendously well. In fact, they've got a GB champion coaching up there as well, a young woman called Hannah.
So that's down at Addlesden Moor. And then you mentioned last time your charity, the Addlesden Canoe Club, had a charity quiz night. How did that go?
Oh, that was great. So our team was called the Nightmares. Ha ha ha. We didn't win because there was a canoeing question. And I don't know that much about canoeing, but I was very pleased to be down there. We had a fish and chips supper. It was so much fun. And I learnt that Addlesden Canoe Club have now got another five young people representing Team GB. And they've also won a merit for their conservation work on the way navigation.
So a real credit to the community. So you're saying the canoe question stumped you, but if you ever had to go on mass to mind, what would your specialist subject be?
Probably Hergé's works of Tintin.
Oh,
which I absolutely adored as a young person. Tintin with his curious mind and his little sidekick dog, because maybe people know Snowy. I have a little sidekick. She's called Sandy.
And then some concerts and shows you've been to. The Thought Players got in early with their pantomime.
They did. They did get in very early with their pantomime. And that was great fun. They did Little Panto on the Prairie. It was a Western panto. There's a real mixture of genres there. It was great fun, though, and I had a lovely time and I did laugh.
And then just turning the clock back to 1963, and unfortunately the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the American president, you were at Runnymede for the 60th anniversary, I believe.
Yes, so some National Trust volunteers and the Rangers, we all made our way to the 70-ton Portland stone that has been put on an acre of Crown land that was gifted to the people of America. And we laid some flowers on behalf of the people of Runnymede, because people might remember that the Kennedy family came and Elizabeth II hosted them on that sad day when that was given. So we marked that here in Runnymede with a small posy of flowers and a moment of reflection.
Now, people may not realise that is in Runnymede, because it's quite a climb up to it, isn't it? To the memorial. But the view is fantastic as well.
So I'm sure everyone knows the Runnymede Meadows and the American Bar Memorial, which is like a little Grecian. It's not as far as there. If you just, so the National Trust have done quite a lot of work, and they've actually put in a path now. So it's not going through that muddy field that we all remember. You can actually go along a path and then up the granite cobbles to it. And I have to say that if you look at the photographs, you'll see that I actually have my mayoral kind of slipper shoes on. I didn't go in Wellington's, so it is accessible for nearly everybody.
Well, next time it's going to be our last chat before Christmas and New Year, so we'll be finding out about all your engagements and duties you'll be undertaking up to the festive period. But until then, let's say once again thank you for joining us, Madam Mayor.
And thank you for having me.